news and information. Part of your life in the Highlands.
Thanks to About Time Plumbing, your block drain specialists. abouttimeplumbing.com.au.
Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. Coast and Highlands residents have shown their respects and paused for a minute's silence for Remembrance Day. Services went ahead at Bomaderry, Huskisson and Sussex Inlet and in the Highlands at various locations. We're being encouraged to support this year's Poppy Appeal, which provides crisis accommodation and health and wellbeing programs to thousands of veterans and their families. A new respite centre at Sussex Inlet is one of the first facilities in the country to open its door to war veterans. Veterans health campaigner and Victoria Cross recipient 87-year-old Keith Payne has travelled to the Shoal Haven from Queensland to tour the centre today. Rick Meehan from the Keith Payne VC Veterans Benefit Group says many vets suffer from PTSD and the centre is very much needed in the region, which is home to HMAS Albatross and HMAS Creswell.
We all suffer at some time in our career during or after PTSD, and to have somewhere locally that we can go to instead of being sent away to Sydney or somewhere out of this region is a fantastic opportunity for a veteran to get their own home care in their own facility, in their own area, which is fantastic.
A new code of conduct for Airbnb and short-term lettings will come into effect from December 18. The code will establish a two strikes and you're out policy with complaints assessed by independent and impartial adjudicators approved by the Commissioner for Fair Trading. Winchacabie Councillor Graham McLaughlin says unfortunately a small minority ruin it for the rest.
I've experienced it once myself, staying in a caravan park in Kiama where the boys hooped it up all night long and, we couldn't do much about it. So obviously, the pressure from the community has now resonated through our policy, which I absolutely applaud.
The revitalisation of the Narra Riverfront Precinct will be the focus of a new state government task force aimed at fast-tracking the long-awaited project, with the construction of the $342 million Narra Bridge underway. Member for South Coast Shelley Hancock says there is a clear window of opportunity to create an iconic gateway to the Shoal Haven, and she looks forward to working with the community and council to get the ball rolling.
I think that we can drive investment down on the riverfront, obviously, in terms of cafes and eateries and festivals that we've had in the past. But we can also see some real enhancement of the riverfront itself in terms of recreational opportunities. So we have some great boat ramps, etc., and sailing clubs. But in some areas, it's just there's nothing there. Nowhere for even people to sit and have a barbecue.
And the Robertson Pool could go into the hands of an administrator without a committee. That's because at this weekend's AGM, a number of members are expected to step down. In addition to this, an outstanding insurance claim to do with the blown-over building still hasn't been settled. Winchacabie Councillor Larry Whipper is hoping some new life and energy can be brought in to change things.
I think, that would leave an even more sour taste in the mouths of local residents who've contributed in good faith over so many decades, for positive outcomes, and that being an indoor pool in Robertson. So to go into the hands of an administrator, I don't think would do anybody any good.
USC's locker room.
The South Coast Blaze are looking to improve on their impressive debut season. They're looking for another assistant coach for their open teams for 2021. Meantime, trials are underway for the under-17 state team and emerging talent program. Phase 1 has been held in the Shoal Haven, Orange and Hunter. Phase 2 will take place at Netball Central on November 21. Check out the South Coast Blaze Facebook page for more. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.